With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A very royal occasion Tuesday as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have welcomed the King and Queen at a state dinner. Earlier in the day, King Charles addressed a joint session of Congress.
From the bitter divisions of 250 years ago, we forged a friendship that has grown into one of the most consequential alliances in human history. I pray with all my heart that our alliance will continue to defend our shared values with our partners in Europe and the Commonwealth and across the world.
Federal appeals court ruling the Trump administration cannot jail immigrants without the chance to seek bond. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Since last year, the Department of Homeland Security has been denying bond hearings to immigrants arrested across the country, including those with no criminal history. In a unanimous ruling, a panel of the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City cited serious constitutional questions related to that policy, saying it would otherwise be the broadest mass detention without bond mandate in American history. Since two other appellate courts have already upheld the policy, the case could be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More trouble for former FBI Director James Comey. He's been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat to President Trump. Comey says he assumed the arrangement of shells reading 8647 was a political message, not violent. The 86, a reference to doing away with something, and, of course, the 47 for Mr. Trump, who is the 45th and 47th president. This is SRN News. A new chatbot will allow you to converse with Satan?
The product is actually called Text with Jesus and allows a user to talk with an AI program that poses as Christ, along with an image that looks like traditional depictions of him, and hopefully is drawing its responses from the Bible. But if you go down to the Frequently Asked Questions section of the Text with Jesus website, you will find it allows you to text with other biblical figures, including Satan and Judas Iscariot. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration launching a probe of the New York City Department of Education over accusations of anti-Semitism. The department says it received reports a group of teachers and staff members organized a series of seminars urging teachers to indoctrinate kids as young as five with pro-Palestinian beliefs. Department says no child should be taught by his or her teachers to hate their peers. SRN News. In Athens, Greece, an elderly gunman has opened fire, wounding several people.
Police say the suspect, armed with a shotgun, had initially opened fire at a social security office in the center of the Greek capital, wounding an employee. Officers who arrived at the scene treated the man, but the gunman had fled the scene. The same man suspected of later opening fire on the ground floor of a court building in Athens, with several people wounded there. Authorities had found the shotgun too. The motive for the shooting is unclear. The gunman had reportedly thrown envelopes with documents onto the floor after the shooting at the courthouse, saying those were the reasons for his actions. Greek media is reporting he's 89 years old. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Ukraine's defense minister says the country's armed forces shot down more than 33,000 Russian drones in March. That is a monthly record since the war began. More details, srnnews.com.